Shalom, Mishpachah, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, your co-host, along with my soulmate who shares with us many gold nuggets, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Thank you, darling, and Erev Tov to you all. So for the last 2 weeks, we have been looking at pertinent information to be seriously vocalized to all new believers, and has been a refresher course to our more mature listeners. The topic is the importance of growing one's salvation into total sanctification. We've looked at the typology of the temple and also the washing of the feet in John chapter 13.
You know, that was really great.
Mm-hmm. And both weeks are up on shofarministries.net. Tonight, we will confirm with still more scriptures what it means to be totally sanctified after we ask for God's blessing.
El Shaddai, O Magnificent One, we do covet your blessing as we seek the gold nuggets of your sacred writings because we are your people who crave your knowledge and wisdom. May your word increase our illumination in this surging darkness, unimaginable just a few years ago. Thank you for making us more than conquerors as we anxiously await your rescue. Meanwhile, protect us and watch over Israel as they fight their battle against evil. Please continue to entice our unsaved loved ones and do whatever it takes to bring them to their knees. We pray this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Boy, I like that prayer, especially how you said darkness unimaginable just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And not just in crime and lawlessness, but the huge increase in immorality. And it's really mind-boggling to think about it. You know, I think about I Love Lucy program that I used to watch, and they had twin beds and wore full pajamas, and now it's all sex and even changing your sex. And because of social media, especially TikTok, kids in the fifth grade are bullying one another. And I saw video evidence of little girls even twerking boys in the playground. Unimaginable just a few years ago.
Also, there are Satan clubs on school grounds.
That's right.
Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. And now the latest is a new Amazon Prime animated movie. So it's kind of like a cartoon called Has Been From Hell, where you are made to sympathize with Lucifer. Oh, because a mean God threw him out of heaven unfairly.
Yeah, it's just sick.
And because it's like a cartoon, even parental controls might not catch it. Oh, and Governor Newsom in California just made it a law that all toy stores must include a separate section for neutral gender toys.
Well, we could go on and on, but how's Israel doing?
Well, sadly, 24 more Israeli soldiers were killed yesterday, but they continue to report that progress is being made. However, there is an uptick in disagreements within their emergency government. You know, remember, because of the war, they united with the left-leaning parties to be more effective and show the people they could work together.
And for the first 3 months, they seemed to be getting along.
They did. Until Washington and the international countries of the UN began to pressure the left side of their coalition, even having meetings with them behind Bibi's back. So now they argue. They argue on how long will the war last and how to get the hostages out.
And what will happen to Gaza when the war is over.
Right. And so-called one-sided peace deals are being suggested. But Netanyahu won't commit to anything except to say it will be a long war, especially since they also have to deal with Hezbollah up in the north.
Which is getting more heated.
It is. And all because of
Iran,
who Biden refuses to address. But I can say that when Hamas is incapacitated, there will be a serious peace treaty. Negotiations will get serious, which will then be confirmed later likely in 2025, to fulfill Daniel 9:27, which will begin the tribulation. It's that close.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we too are dealing with Iran, another proxy, the Houthis, are attacking naval and commercial ships, as
which,
you know.
Yeah, which is picking up as well.
Mm-hmm. About 35 attacks, and we are striking back, but it is not deterring them because it's Iran that must be stopped. As everybody knows, they are calling the shots.
Yeah, and
right?
Everybody knows
they
it.
They do. And then you can add our approximately 3,500 soldiers in Syria and Iraq that are also being attacked. I think the number is around 140, with about 100 injuries, and some are very serious.
Yeah, but no casualties as of yet.
Well, except to that contractor who was happened to be working there.
We were able to shoot down most of them.
Praise be. And finally, we are launching some counterattacks, killing, they say, about 30 militants. But again, we're going after the tail instead of the head of the snake. And the Kurds and Turkey and even Pakistan are having their battles as well.
Yeah, you know, it's just a mess in the Middle East now.
Well, it sure is. And don't forget about Europe, because Ukraine and Russia are still going at it. And even though over here we don't have a direct war, how long before some of the terrorists and Chinese nationals that are invading our country will begin its severe aggression to us Americans?
Seems like it's beginning with all the crime.
Much from illegal aliens, I might add. They've caused many deaths and many rapings, and that's, of course, not reported on by the left leading news. And, of course, over 100,000 fentanyl deaths.
Add that all up, and I'd call that a war.
Good point. And I can add, look at all the killings of our babies in the womb. You know, the world odometer, I think it's world ometer, something like that, reports approximately 2,000 per day in the United States alone, with a total of about 44 million in the world in just 1 year, 2023. As well, the Bible says we're going to be persecuted, and it's already beginning with our constitutional rights.
Which are certainly under attack.
Yep. There is now confirmed proof that our security has been tampered with, and by the U.S. federal government, who told banks, bookstores, especially Bible sales, sporting goods stores, because they mostly sell bullets and some sell guns, or even if you sell a MAGA hat, to search people's private transactions using algorithms for keywords. And I assume that also means the bigger online sellers like Amazon and Walmart, all meant to identify what they term as possible domestic extremists. And, you know, Bank of America has already admitted to turning over those who have purchased firearms.
Yeah, good reason to use only cash.
Mm. Which is why, as the Bible also says, we will soon be an all-digital, cashless society where the government can freeze anyone's money if found suspicious.
Or if your ESG score is too high.
Good point.
And finally, you want to comment on the Davos meeting?
Yeah, I do, actually. You know, that's where elites come to chatter on how to handle the world to achieve a one-world government, using climate change and other topics like the 2024 elections. And that's not just in the United States, although that was the most concerning to them. But actually, many countries are having elections this year, which is discerning, since we might be leaving in 2025.
As in new leaders to enter the tribulation.
I term that necessary leaders, as in Alex Soros. Anyway, some meetings at Davos were behind closed doors, and some were opened that I was able to watch some on video. And we did hear from George Soros' son, Alex, who is taking over the businesses for his father.
And many think he's even more sinister than his father.
Probably so. But from what I heard, he came across to me as a word salad. You know, he used a lot of and for a while he sounded like he was doing yoga, while stating facts already well known amongst the elite. So to them, I would think he had to be quite boring, as he was to me. But what did perk up my ears is when they discussed how biometric digital IDs will be good because they can check, among other data, who has been vaccinated.
It's not a conspiracy theory anymore, Saints.
That's right.
Okay, well, we welcome all of your comments and end-time questions either by email to Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail, Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering, which is always received with much gratitude, and any correspondence will place you on our newsletter mailings. You can also bless us with your donation on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all our past radio and newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, well, we've been building on our dominant scripture, which is 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which says,
"Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
So first, it's just our spirit is saved and sanctified. And of course, that means we are bound for heaven forever to be with Jesus, period, amen. But that's just the first step, because we saw how God prefers that our entire Trinity, spirit, soul, and our flesh, become sanctified too.
As Paul said, he finished the race.
Yes, and I love that, because it should be a race to us to complete the goal of total sanctification, thereby able to fulfill your mission that God gives to all of us. Fulfilling your mission will be recognized at the Bema Judgment.
So, sanctification begins in your spirit.
And the next part is your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions. And then finally, if you study with diligence His Word, your flesh as well becomes sanctified, and that should be the Christian's goal. And all the new believers need to be seriously discipled in this process right at the beginning.
Well, yeah, before they fall into bad habits.
And it is my own personal belief that when we are totally sanctified, perhaps our prayers are more quickly considered.
Well, according to His will, of course.
Yes, for sure. Don't you think it's interesting how Christians tend to elevate prayer over the Word? I often hear, "We must pray and be in the Word." But I seldom hear, "We must be in the Word and then pray," in that order. Did you know that even a few translations of the Bible did it too, as in Psalm 138? Let's look at that for a minute. First, let's read it in the original, as it should be, which, by the way, is how the New King James translates it as well. So please read this Psalm of David, 138, verses 2 and 3 in the original.
"I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me."
So notice the word comes before anything else, even His name that we pray in. But look at how the RSV writes it.
"For thou hast exalted above everything thy name and thy word."
They reversed it. Why would they do that? Did they not know that it's the word and not prayer that sanctifies the flesh? However, when we aren't in the word, Paul instructs us to worship unceasingly, which our spirit always does. But the word Paul uses for prayer in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 is proukamahi, number 4336, meaning a worshipful prayer.
Because there are three different Greek words for the English word pray.
Yes, there's also deamahi, number 1189. That means to petition or make a request to the Lord. But there's also ukamahi, which is 2172, more like making a wish, usually for someone else.
Like when we say, hey, I'll pray for you.
Exactly. And we can see when reading 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 that Paul is also grouping it with similar meanings that complement each other.
Well, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
So bottom line, the word comes first, and then when not involved in a task, when your mind is free, praise him in your heart unceasingly. Also, when you are working alone, running, cooking, driving, or cleaning the house, put on some worship music, which is a form of prayer, as in the word proukamahi. Also, understand, we're not telling anybody to be extreme. God doesn't need a showman, who he called out, actually, in Matthew 6. We're just sharing with you the importance of being in the Word first, whenever possible, so to have a victorious life, and then adding prayer in its many different forms, as some also like to pray in their prayer language.
And by the way, if you really enjoy praying, may we suggest praying God's Word?
Oh, yes. Memorize certain passages, inserting your own name or the name of your loved one or a close friend in need.
Well, let's give an example of that.
Okay, let's just use the name Larry. Maybe he's a friend or maybe your husband.
Well, let's begin with Jesus' words in John 17:15, 1 Peter 5:8 and 9, James 4, verses 7, and Romans 8:37.
Okay, I'll put them all together. O Lord, I do not pray that you should take Larry out of the world, but that you should keep him from the evil one, because his adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. May he be steadfast in the faith, submitting unto God, thereby resisting the devil, who will flee from him. Because we are all more than conquerors through you, O Lord, who loves us.
You know, that has a nice flow to it.
Shall I do one more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what?
Yes, perhaps you are married to a tightwad. Try these scriptures, 2 Corinthians 9:6 through 8 and Malachi 3, verse 10.
Okay. Lord, please reveal to my husband Larry that he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. May he give from his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, and let him know how much you love a cheerful giver. May all grace abound toward him, having all sufficiency in all things, with an abundance for every good work. For you said, if we bring tithes into the storehouse, there will be food in our house, and will open the windows of heaven and pour out for us such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
Amen to that.
Right. You know, God loves it when you remind him of his own words given to the body of Christ, and very happy when the bride applies his words to memory. Okay, now let's look at Psalm 119, which is a favorite to most of us. A lot of meat in there. Honey, let's read verses 9 and 10.
How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments.
We see David again lifts up the word. And actually, the word for cleanse in Hebrew is zakah, 2135, means to purify. So the word not just sanctifies you, it purifies you in God's eyes. So be careful not to wander from studying his word, ever. Remember, our Lord never walks away from us. It's us that walks away from Him. Bottom line, if you want to know Him intimately, then total sanctification is a must. It just is. He has given us the opportunity, if we want it, to understand more intensely who He is, how He operates, His will, His purpose, and His plan for our lives.
But always allowing us to choose the depth of our relationship.
And what does David also say in verse 11?
Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you.
So the word also helps to prevent us from sinning, because along with total sanctification comes the full armor of God.
To protect us from the tempter's arrows.
And when 1 Peter says to be holy, he does mean holy, sanctified, as in W-H-O-L-L-Y. Holy, sanctified, or all the way consecrated unto God. And of course we have to read Hebrews 4:12.
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
It's alive because Jesus is alive and powerful and brings discernment. So to know the difference between truth and error, good and evil, and we know from the Psalms her other name is wisdom. So redeem your time wisely and watch the blessings of utter joy well up inside of you, with that unspeakable peace to take you through any burden, or more properly said, our testings.
And yes, we do have testing.
Yes, we can all relate that we've had some uncomfortable circumstances in our lives. So to prove to ourselves that His word is truth. Testings are opportunities of learning. And the best way to learn a principle is to go through it yourself, as I shared with you last week in my own life. A great deal of what life's all about is helping others get through what you've already been through yourself. So never despise hardships, difficulties, or even traumas. Accept them and pass the test, because if you don't, you just might have to go through it again. Oh, probably a little differently, but using the same principle.
And let me add, His word never gets old.
Oh, never. Because what you read before and then read again later can often reveal more information. Have you ever thought, wow, I never saw that before? Well, it kind of jumped off the page at you. That's the Holy Spirit, a real teacher, speaking to your soul, especially meant for you. Therefore, you can't wait to share with someone your new gold nugget. I'm going to leave you with a few short scriptures again from Psalm 119, as in verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. Verse 71, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. Verse 75, I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Verse 95, unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. Verse 153, consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. And there are many others, so don't complain. Rather be an example to others. And if He is calling you home, be thankful you had the time to put your affairs in order and to tell your loved ones. You can say, I'll see you later, and rejoice, for your next home is by far much better. If you don't know the Lord, you better do it. I leave you the blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Till then, Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.